Securities offered through Peak Brokerage Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management or BlackRidge Asset Management. Financial Guys, Independent Solutions, and BlackRidge Asset Management are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, Inc.
The media was the one cheering Cuomo on as America's governor. And
that's right.
What a look at the job Cuomo was. They put him up on a pedestal. They hailed him as a hero, even though there was all kinds of evidence. We brought evidence in the middle of April. We brought out that March 25th directive that said he's forcing people in the nursing homes, and the media ignored it. Welcome to the Financial Guys podcast. Thank you so much again for joining us, listening. We certainly appreciate it. And this is growing like crazy. It's been over 2 years now. I mean, obviously the radio show has been 20 something years, but the podcast has been just over 2 years. And I feel like we're getting better at it. I feel like I'm saying less welcome back. And
it's a radio show without some of the little logistical things like coming in and out of a break. But what's funny is doing radio, and there's so many people over the years that have said, oh, it's easy to do radio. And they'll say, okay, you host us. And they like freeze when you come in and out of breaks. It's like, but if you've done it for 20 years, it's not that big of a deal. But it is a different animal. So
the nice thing with the podcast, though, which I love, is that we started off.
We can be late.
Well, we can be late. We can be late, like this morning, right? We can be late.
Well, no, it's usually me. I'm usually like running in at the last minute. So.
Well, we're doing this, recording this on Tuesday mornings, right? So, getting kids off to school and stuff like that. But the nice thing with the podcast, we started off, we used to do, breaks halfway through. We would take a break, come back and reset. In the radio world, you've got 9 to 12 minute segments, right? That's what we're dealing with. Then you got to go to break. So you never, but podcast, so we can really get wound up for a full, half hour, no break, straight through. It's nice. It really is nice because you don't have to, even the callers. I love callers.
We do a 2-3 hour show.
Sure. Yeah. I love callers. I love having callers call in. I think it's a big part of the radio show. And I'm hoping that we can figure it out on the podcast at some point. I know we're working on that.
We need to sort of push that through. We talked about it, and then there's just so many other priorities. But that would be neat to be able to do it live.
At least every now and again. Like at least once a month or something. Because I do like not having the distractions, too. Because as much as I love our callers, sometimes we're on a topic or you have the show laid out. And then you get a call that is a great call, but takes you in a whole other direction. Sometimes that changes the whole show.
I think, though, the time limits on radio is tough, right? Because you got a call and then a break and a call and a break. And it's, So we'll see. We'll definitely have that technology at some point. It's where it's going, though, right? People want, they don't want to be able to tune in or be forced to tune in 1 to 3 on a Saturday. They want to be able to say, oh, if I missed it, I'll just grab it. So I love it. It's good. Exactly. It's good. All good.
So I found a clip on maybe we'll play this clip because it's just hilarious. I found this clip on I guess it was on Twitter. I was just rolling through Twitter and somebody put this out there. I had kind of forgotten about this movie. Let's start off with something funny.
Biden. That's
great. Love this. I love this.
You know what's sad about it?
It's perfect.
It's perfect. It's perfect. He is totally incompetent and it is unbelievable to watch this spoof. Thinking that's him. It absolutely is.
So I'm going
to
download this movie.
I don't know if you get the full effect,
it.
Though, without watching. No. If you're watching on YouTube, it'll be hilarious. If you're listening to it, it's good, but not great.
This is from Hot Shots, the movie with who was the guy that was in 2 and a Half Men? Who was
Charlie Sheen?
Charlie Sheen, yeah. And I forgot about this movie. It was long ago, in the 90s.
Charlie's had his drug problems. He's had his issues with hookers, everything else. But he is.
He's
funny
hilarious.
Dude.
He's
he is
hilarious.
A funny guy.
Yeah,
you know what's funny is a lot of the parts he's played, like that's his life. Like Two and a Half Men.
It's the
like,
truth.
That's his truth. That's the way he like.
Yeah,
that
was him.
That's his.
That
him.
Was him.
Yeah,
that was him. Yeah, I didn't have to act very much in that one for sure.
Right.
Well, this is just an excerpt. We'll play the whole. We'll put the whole clip up on our YouTube video if you're listening on the podcast. But I'll just play a clip of this because it's hilarious.
Mr. President. Oh, Jesus, don't you ever, ever sneak up on me like that again. What is it, Bob?
If Edwards gets wind of this, he'll use it against you in the campaign. He'll try to prove that you're incompetent.
I can prove that as well as he can.
I'll just end it with that. I can prove that as well as he can. And then you got the real thing. You got Joe Biden out there. He's giving a speech recently, and he forgets the name of his defense secretary and the Pentagon. He goes, that guy in charge of
that
outfit over there. Like, what outfit over there? You mean the Pentagon? Here's Joe this week. Let me play this clip. This is from CNN. I mean, just unreal. It might have a commercial first. Let's see what happens. Yeah, of course there is. This is.
You know that thing. That thing. Yeah. You know.
I just want to thank you both, and I want to thank the former general. I keep calling him general, but my the guy who runs that outfit over there.
The guy who runs that outfit over there. You mean the outfit, meaning the Pentagon, your defense secretary that you just nominated, I don't know, 45 days ago.
That's a pretty big building over there, Joe.
Wow. It's He's just shot. Important. Yeah. I don't know who's running the government, but I want to think it's like Susan Rice or Barack Obama or Kamala Harris. It sure as hell is not the illegitimate president, Joe Biden. He can't even form a sentence. It's
and
a
nor
joke.
Did he win, by the way. Nor did he win. 4 months later, the 2020 presidential election in Georgia, there's no chain of custody. I'm reading this. Documents produced for 404,000 absentee ballots deposited in drop boxes. So they know damn well they stole it.
Well, now they want to formalize that now. Now they're passing H.R. 1 in the House.
Why not, though? Why wouldn't you do that? Yeah, you have spineless Republicans that had the chance to fix this. I don't think it's right. None of us think it's right. But if you have spineless Republicans that continue to get run over, they're just going to continue to run over you. That's what they do. They're good at it. Yeah, Democrats are really good at being politicians and running over you. That's what they do. They don't work. Nope. They figure out ways Monday through Friday to take your money. And guess what they do? They figure out ways to take more of it. That's their job. That's and they're good job. At it.
Mitch McConnell did issue a statement, though, and here's what he said. The president, he incited violence, and so we got to give the Democrats anything they want. Cocaine Mitch is, honest to God, guys like John Boehner, Paul Ryan, by the way, holding a fundraiser for Liz Cheney. Shocker, right? You definitely have, two distinct parts of the Republican Party. Yes. The useless part, which is about 90% of it, and then the other 10% of people like, Jim Jordan and folks like that actually, try to, Dram Paul, that actually care about the people and try to represent them, right?
Yeah, everybody else are useless. 10%. I will say this, though. You know what's sad is, like, some of the Republicans in New York State have been awesome. They're just so... they're just so diluted at this point. It doesn't matter.
Well, they're also out of power, though. Think about when we were in the minority. They were like, oh, we're in the minority. We repealed Obamacare like 46 times.
Yeah.
Right? When we're in the minority, we got all kinds of big muscles. Big, tough muscles, right?
First 2 years, nothing.
Nothing.
They put through a shitty tax. I don't want to say a cut. A good, great corporate tax cut.
Corporate.
A shitty everything else.
Yeah.
they raised our taxes.
Yeah, well, places like New York and California got punished for sure, but
We lost all kinds of deductions on real estate, all kinds of stuff.
Real estate interest, taxes, but the idea was to say to a place like New York that had a $6 billion budget deficit before the crisis. I want to remind you of that. We were going into the budget with last year before COVID, $6 billion in the hole. It's just so the COVID was a gift for Cuomo at the beginning and really throughout the whole thing, because the media just fanned the flames of he's a hero, he's great. They're still trying to in at least his inner circle. Melissa DeRosa put out a statement, said let's not get distracted by these women. Let's keep in mind that his performance during the pandemic was nothing but competent. did you see? Are you up to speed on the news, Melissa?
You know what's sad? You know what's sad is that he could have come out of this a hero had he done exactly what de Blasio did, which is made a move and said, look, I'm looking at the numbers. We're going to open up restaurants. We're going to open some of this stuff up. Mm-hmm. He could have still played his you need to wear a mask stuff. But he would not have destroyed 30% to not 40%. You're talking about when you talk about a service oriented economy, New York City is it, right? Shows and theaters and restaurants and all this BS that all these business owners had to put up with. They did it because they said, well, we can make up for it because people are gonna fly in from all over because it's New York City. Well, not happening anymore. He just went a little too far. No, he went way too far. Way too far.
Well, de Blasio is worse than Cuomo, and Cuomo is using that now as his defense. He came out this week, and he had a disastrous week. I mean, he had an absolute disastrous week. He apologized on Sunday in writing. That went over like a lead balloon. He apologized verbally later in the week in a press conference. That was even worse. And again, he's just like when he apologized, I'm air quotes, Mike.
Well, he's so arrogant.
For the nursing homes. Like, I apologize for letting a vacuum be created, a void, we'll call it.
that allowed you and the media and the political enemies to create a false narrative that somehow I was at fault for stuffing people in nursing homes. Well, nothing.
I'm going to say I'm sorry on behalf of you.
I'm going to exactly. I feel bad. I'm apologizing for you. I mean, really, right? But now he did the same thing with the women, right? He's like, well, I apologize if I, you know, let you guys believe that I was anything but just touchy feely. It seems to be a pattern in the Democrat Party, right, sure. Mike? I mean, Biden, is that a requirement to be a Democrat?
Anybody, it seems that anybody that's accusing or making legislation up about something, they are doing it themselves, right? Yeah. So, of course, we all Saturday we were talking about the sexual harassment videos that we created that were spoofs on mainly Democrats, although some Republicans, but politicians, or including in some of the liberal left. But it's all the very people like Andrew Cuomo that said every business owner needs to make sure that every one of their employees goes through an hour training course, and you need to do that every year, and anybody new within 30 days. And we were saying at the time, you know darn well that he's going to be busted with some of this stuff because of what he's forcing us to do. Sure enough, here it comes. And it's a pattern. You know, the thing is, there's one thing to be able to say, some girl says, you were overly nice to me, or, you know, it's another thing to be talking about somebody's sexual activity.
Right? I will say, though,
I can't imagine as a 50-something-year-old man talking to a 25-year-old girl about her sexual activity
in the
and
workplace,
thinking that's not going to come back to me, right?
Well, in the workplace in New York State, that's a crime, right? So I would say that, you know, Governor Cuomo came out and said, well, I deserve a fair, you know, shake. I deserve to be, you know, have my defense. And he's right about that. Yeah. Unfortunately.
Well, they don't do that with Republicans.
Well, I don't know during Kavanaugh, I believe them all. As ridiculous as it was, right? I was gang raped on the weekend, but I went every weekend to the same party. No, you didn't. That was the one out of Fort Lauderdale, by the way, that Aviente brought out.
I'm going to bring in my friends. Yeah, we don't remember you either.
No, ridiculous. Anyway, but now he's saying, you know, well, I deserve a fair shake. Honestly, I agree with him. He's right in that case.
Sure.
He doesn't.
They all
because
do.
The reality of it is that these accusations are just accusations, right?
Yep.
Were they inappropriate? Yes. In New York State, because of Cuomo's laws, that kind of flirtation with your secretary is now illegal. In other states, it might not be. It might be inappropriate, highly inappropriate, ridiculously immoral and unethical. However, I don't know that in a place like a Texas or a Florida or an Ohio or a Michigan that doesn't have the aggressive – in New York, just for those folks listening out of state, in New York, you as a business owner can be held liable for your vendors. Give me an example. FedEx walks in. I'm not saying FedEx does this. We love our FedEx guys, so please don't miss. This is an example, okay?
XYZ Packaging Company.
I'll tell you what. XYZ Packaging Company walks in. There you go, because I don't want to get a call from FedEx. I like the FedEx. He's a good guy. Anyway, XYZ Packaging Company delivers something. Oh, you know what? Let's take Wayfair, because they actually screwed us. So we'll actually use their name, okay? Mm. Wayfair comes in with their garbage delivery person. Don't ever order from Wayfair, by the way. And let's say the Wayfair guys come in, and they hit on your secretary, and your secretary makes a complaint. You, as a business owner, can simply be liable for that sexual
harassment.
Totally
out of control. Totally out of control.
Right?
Nothing to do with it. Yeah.
So that's what Cuomo created in New York.
We played the clips last week on the radio during the Kavanaugh hearing. He didn't want to give Kavanaugh a break. He didn't want.
No.
Andrew's on tape saying you just believe her automatically, 100%. Yeah. Right. It's absolutely his fault. Even as 100% crazy as she was, with zero proof, and everybody knew she was a nut job. Mm-hmm. Everybody knew she was a plant from the Democrat Party. He said, Brett does not get a fair hearing. I'm sorry. He's guilty. Get him out of there.
That's right. So I guess, you know, the double standard, right?
What goes around comes around.
But here's the thing. He's going, I think. But here's his defense,
though. I do, too.
I'm here's his defense.
Right. I'm not sure you're going to get it by March, though.
That's the over-under.
I still think you might owe me some red stripes.
Probably.
But it's certainly mounting that here's the thing. Because the folks now that are investigating him are not going to give him a break.
Well, right? Here's why, though. Because they were his biggest cheerleaders, right? So we'll talk about that in a second.
But
his
lawyers investigating Cuomo have taken down other political figures. They're not afraid of him. So.
Well, here's his defense, though. This is the best part. His defense is, it could be worse. You could get de Blasio. Be careful what you wish for. Well, honest to God, that's his defense, right?
But that's but they just won a presidential election on something like that, right? Let's steal the ballots. But also, we're just going to take our candidate, put him in the basement, hide him, and it could be worse. You could get Trump.
But I got to be honest with you. De Blasio, I mean, Comrade De Blasio is a flat-out communist, right?
Communist.
Cuomo's a bully, but he's actually kind of a moderate bully in a way. He's not a far leftist. I mean, he's not a great guy, but Cuomo is not a – Cuomo is your typical Democrat, right? Your typical tax-and-spend Democrat.
Yeah, can't figure it out. Yeah. Prices going up.
Just
people
spend more
out.
Money, take Let's more do taxes, more do more special projects, But
think
in
that
New
the
York
clean
City,
energy stuff that doesn't make anything cleaner.
But De Blasio is a flat-out commie.
He's
and when you
communist.
Hear the stuff his wife says, we'll
he's
get to her
communist.
In a second.
He
I
would
mean,
turn this
smokes.
Into 30% unemployment rates in a heartbeat. Yeah. In a heartbeat, and not think anything of it.
No,
I mean,
good.
We played clips, by the way, months ago, a year ago, when this was all starting, of him saying, "I'm going to use COVID to change the fabric
That's
of
right.
New York State."
That's
what
right.
he said.
That's
now
right.
I'm going to change. We cannot go back to the way it was. You know, when there was too much capitalism, there's too many people making money. We can't do that. He is on tape a year ago saying that.
Yep.
Well, he might get what he wanted.
He might. The scary thing for Cuomo, I think what his concern needs to be, and it's not so much the you know these lawyers that are going after him. He's lost the media. He's lost the media. Now he's lost the media for one major reason. Because the media has egg all over their faces, right? The media, New York Times especially, CNN especially, New York Times has run multiple front page hit pieces against Cuomo in just a couple of weeks. Why would they do that? Well,
by the way,
they were the biggest cheerleaders of Cuomo, right? Remember, the media was the one cheering Cuomo on as America's governor. And
that's right.
Look at the job Cuomo was. They put him up on a pedestal. They hailed him as a hero, even though there was all kinds of evidence. We brought evidence in the middle of April. We brought
Hollywood
out that March 25th directive that said he's forcing people into nursing homes, and the media ignored it, except for the Washington, New York Post. New York Post was the only outlet that actually did honest reporting. They were it, though. So now the media, they got to cover for themselves. The media would much rather talk about Cuomo's sexual escapades, allegedly, than they would talk about the nursing home scandal. Because the nursing home scandal, now, Mike, it's out there now.
Yeah, well,
they've admitted to falsifying
documents.
It's
blatantly obvious that they dropped the ball, they being the media, on that, right?
Absolutely.
So it's blatantly obvious, so let's turn it into, this is Andrew Cuomo, but I still think, by the way, if you look at the polls, he wins, by the way. He still wins against most of the people that are going to step up, which
is
so
believe those.
Scary.
I don't believe any polls anymore. I don't believe any polls, but I don't know who you step up against Cuomo. I mean, I don't think he makes it out of the year.
The problem is, and this is happening everywhere, right? Lynn Dixon is an example, right? She's going to run again. Lynn is a great lady, not very aggressive, and and we've been a little bit critical of her not being as outgoing as we would like.
Yep.
The problem is, who in the hell else wants that job?
Yeah,
nobody.
Right, nobody.
Nobody. I was talking to other people who are going to support her, and they're like, okay, well, you run, Mike. I'm like, I don't want that job. Okay, well, then that's who we got, right? Like, she's got the stones to step up and run, so we have to figure out a way to help her. I'm like, I get that. I understand that, right? But who wants the governor's job? I mean, this is like, it's like taking over the Patriots after they've won 5-10 Super Bowls or whatever, right? Like, you don't want that job. You want the job where they're 2-10 or 2-14 or whatever.
You turn around.
Yeah, and you come out as a hero when you're 500, right? Nobody wants the Patriots job. Who would want the quarterback job after Brady leaves? Nobody, right?
Well,
the hell wants New York State at this point?
Give Poland Cars a few more years, and he'll definitely make us 2-10, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So Cuomo's out there. Here's the thing. The media wants to cover their tracks, but the media would much rather have everybody talking about Cuomo's these accusers and sexual misconduct, because they don't want to face the facts that in June they had really bad numbers from nursing homes because of Governor Cuomo. His aides now have flat out said, we changed the document. We presented Cuomo with a document. He didn't like the numbers. He told us to change it. They did things like, we talked about this. They messed with the numbers by saying, well, if you were in a nursing home and got COVID, but then you were transported to a hospital, even if you died in the ambulance, that's not nursing home death. You didn't die in a nursing home.
They jerry-rigged
the numbers.
Then people on his inside campaign said, yes, we did that, right?
Yes, you did.
So that's the scandal.
That's why he should be impeached. That's why he should resign. The women are just the reason I know the women are a distraction, because where were they a year ago?
Well, they did it. Yeah,
where were they 2 years
ago?
This
all came out.
Well, some did, but now the Democrats.
There was four or five though about a year ago. We all said, oh, good, and then it just went away, right?
Yeah.
Like COVID just covered it right up.
Well, there was one for sure back in September. The media just ignored it completely.
By the way, they stopped producing. producing his book, which I was sort of interested in reading the final chapter.
Come on. They actually stopped producing it?
Yeah.
Wow.
They stopped producing it. I think as of yesterday.
It was such a hot seller, I'm sure, though.
I wanted to read it because I wanted to see how it ended.
His impeachment. It ends with him resigning in disgrace.
There's a lot of people that would like to see him go specifically in Buffalo because we know the corruption that went on with Solar City and that whole project down there.
Yep.
And that was enough to see him go. It would be nice to see some kind of, I'm going to say this and I'm going to bite my own tongue. I might even cut it out of my own mouth, but some kind of ethics. Because he was such a corrupt politician for so long, it finally caught up with him. Maybe the next go around, somebody won't be as corrupt.
I think
Letitia James wants the job. I think she's going to be just as left wing, if not more left wing.
Oh, yeah. No.
The state is screwed beyond screwed. Well, they're already redistricting and getting rid of more and more Republicans. Republicans are getting zero money. By the way, he's not going away totally. He's got like $17 million or something like that in a war chest. I mean, that's a lot of money to be able to sort of look at. Spitzer got a freaking job as an ethics.
Yeah.
Giving an ethics tour amongst college campuses
after
he was caught taking strippers across state
and a
line
CNN job.
As a married man.
Yeah, don't forget the CNN job.
So this guy's not being accused of anything. He's being inappropriate, no doubt. I think what Spitzer did was worse. He'll be back. You'll find him somewhere. They won't go away.
He'll be on CNN with his brother.
If he was a Republican, the left wingers would have surrounded his house. It would have already been on fire. He would have already resigned because he would have said, "I had enough." But not him. He'll be back. He'll be on CNN with his brother.
Yeah, he'll be on CNN with his brother.
They'll actually be able to talk again, right? So his brother can't talk right now.
He may be right though. I mean, when Cuomo says, "Be careful what you wish for because it could be a lot worse," right? He may be right. This out of New York City. This Shirlane McRae. Now, this is de Blasio's wife, right? She is a left-wing. She is more commie than commie de Blasio is. And the worst part is she's just dumb. I mean, she's just flat-out ignorant.
Well,
the sick thing is—
a lot of people in New York City like her, though.
$1 billion. In New York City. She got— this is Democrat money laundering, folks. This is how this works. Oh, Charlene, why don't we set up a whatever they did for her, a non-for-profit that you could help out the inner city and blah, blah, blah. Here's $1 billion for you,
right? Oh, by the way, you deserve a real nice salary out of it, too.
A billion. Now, meanwhile, they're cutting police officers. Here's what she had to say about that, though. This is great, Mike. As attacks on Asian American communities continue, we're asking New Yorkers to show up for their neighbors and intervene when witnessing hateful violence or harassment. I know that can be frightening when you aren't sure what to do or say, but you can learn, McRae posted on Twitter. Oh, okay.
No, we're not going to give you a gun. We're going to take your gun away. Right. But you should what? Street fight?
Yeah. So when the violent assaulter is assaulting
with a gun, the armed police
officer for the third time that afternoon, which has happened with bail reform,
the unarmed police officer and the armed crook, because the crook didn't hand in his or her guns.
You can't make this stuff up, though. Here's what she had to say on Twitter. We did a
show a few weeks ago about somebody on the left saying, look, if you're being robbed, it's real easy. Just let them have whatever they want.
Let them
take
it.
Because there's no reason why two people would get hurt. And if you did that, crime would go way down. That's what they said. I wish I could find that. We talked about
crime would go way down. When there's no resistance, then criminals are like, oh, well.
Yeah.
I break into the house with the hopes that I might actually get shot.
This isn't fun anymore.
This isn't fun. Yeah. This is way too easy. What? They're just giving me stuff now. It's way too easy.
I'm out. Going deer hunting with 50 of them in a cage.
Yeah. I'm out.
This isn't any fun. I'm out.
Here's what Shirlane McRae had to say on March 6th on Twitter, which is, I guess, one of the last week. Fear is a normal feeling when stepping into a confrontation, but being prepared can help. I'll share iHollenbox 5Ds, which are easy to remember tactics that we can all use to de-escalate a situation. So D is for distract, delegate, document, delay, and direct. Distract. Take attention away from the person causing harm, the hate crime or incident survivor or situation itself. So as the big criminal,
we don't have any police officer. Delay as much as you can.
Used to
take 30 seconds for them to get here. It's going to take about an hour or so.
As a criminal is ground pounding the police officer in the head. What are you going to do? Oh, look over here! I got a shiny object. Look over here. Oh, distract you. Look over here.
Here's the best part. God, I will bet joke. My left leg that her and her husband or hubby there are protected by armed guards.
Of course they are.
Yeah.
Of
yeah.
course they're.
I'm
distract.
Sure they got the best.
How do you distract when somebody's in a fight like that? No. You got somebody being violent. Have you seen the assaults, Shirlane? Have you seen like the dozen girls or sometimes beating up on one person? What are you going to do?
Shirlane, some of these people have spent time in prison.
A lot of them.
And you and the left have all let them out, right? So these people are not nice people. These people are not the ones that left, you know, Sunday school, and now they're just going to hang out and get in, you know, decide they want
to. So listen to this. This is unbelievable to me. So I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I'm reading this as you're talking, and I'm just, I've read this already, and yet I'm still blown away the third time I'm reading this. Distract. Take attention away from the person causing harm, the hate crime, or incident survivor or situation itself. Just try interrupting it. Ignore the harasser and engage directly with the person who's being targeted by asking a question like, what time is it? Holy.
Do you like your head beat
in? To God. You cannot make this stuff up.
No, you can't. They live in a fairy tale world. They really do.
It's unbelievable.
And facts don't matter. Reality doesn't matter. Nope. And none of it matters. I mean, they just, and most of these people are the same people who refuse to go get a job, go work for a living, right? And New York State's just a mess. It's a mess. It's everything that's been set up in the state has been set up to
for criminals. It's for criminals
and for people who don't want to work. You know, you look at like the Medicaid system, for instance. You know how many people in this state are going, well, I don't think I'm going to go get a job because I'm pretty cushy getting my free health insurance, which is worth like $1,500 a month. And I'll say, well, you could go get a job, right? Yeah, I could, but then I'd lose this. Well, all you need to do is right size it, right? Florida doesn't seem to have a problem, right? Florida maxes out on welfare at like $1,100 a month, so you can't get rich from it, or you can't, you know, at least be comfy from it, right? The Medicaid there is not given to everybody. If you're able-bodied and you can go out and get a damn job, you can do that. And now it's funny because we spend tons of times on the floor. I don't see people dying in ditches. I don't see any of that stuff. People seem to be pretty healthy down there, right? How is it? I'll tell you how it is. Because they don't use it as a crutch to stay home. They go, you know what? I'm going to go out and get a job. Wow.
That's right. Well, they don't have. They can't. They don't. They have to get a job. They have, or they have to panhandle,
they can't.
Right?
They can't.
So, and you
by
see,
the way,
you see this more in Florida.
Less and less ghettos down there. How could that be? Yeah. How could there be less? In fact, many of the quote ghettos down there are now slowly cleaning themselves up. And by the way, a lot of those people. I'll use Riviera Beach. By the way, as we're down in Jupiter, Riviera Beach seems to be getting slightly cleaner.
Even
every time I go down there, you know why? Because there's people coming with resources and money, and they're saying, you know what? I'm going to take a risk on that dilapidated neighborhood. By the way, how could it be 60 years of government control in the city of Buffalo and in Rochester, and the ghettos seem to be getting worse? The east side of Buffalo is getting worse. It's not getting better.
I can tell you that the ghettos in Florida are, and I can't speak for Texas, but you know,
few and far between.
Well, and like, but to your point though, you can drive through Riviera Beach. Like I, you know, it's not the ghettos.
There's a water
Florida,
park in Riviera Beach.
Cool. Yeah,
water park. There's if there was a water park in the east side of Buffalo,
yeah, it'd be shut down.
It would be shut down.
Yeah,
it is. Martin Luther King Park is. There's no water running in it.
Right. Well, because they stole the pipes. I think is what happened.
They did. Seriously. They did. Absolutely. They did. Absolutely. 1,000%. Not even. You think that's funny? That's not a funny.
No,
it's
not
truth.
A funny.
They stole
it's
the plumbing.
Yeah. It's sad. Yeah. It really is. And this is what happens in Florida. That doesn't happen. And for a couple of reasons, I think in Florida, and I think in general, in more conservative type, Republican, strongholds, I think people have a higher respect for each other. I think they have a higher respect for themselves. I think they have a higher respect for the property, even in the ghetto. I mean, I you go through some of these areas. I'll give you an example. When I'm down in Florida, I like to fish up in a place called Fort Pierce, and Fort Pierce is it's not Jupiter, right? Fort Pierce is not the high end Jupiter, Palm Beach. You think of Naples, type of Florida, right? It's just a normal little town, whatever. But near the beach, it's a minority community, no question about it. I mean, it's not, I drive through there all the time. It's nice.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really, you can see the businesses and obviously I can see the people there and whatnot, but the homes are not boarded up. There's businesses are actually doing okay and thriving in some cases. And, I would think nothing of getting out of the car and stopping at a gas station and filling up my gas tank and talking to folks. I mean, there's just a higher respect for
maybe it's just a higher respect for human life in general. I mean, I'm not saying there's not murders and shootings. Of course, Florida's got a higher percentage of crazies than anywhere else in the country. Sure. Believe you me, right? Yep, we talk about that sometimes. But but I think from a self-respect standpoint, there just seems to be more, well, I don't know.
I'll tell you why. Something because when you're being forced to work different. For your own stuff, you actually gain some appreciation for other people's
stuff. Yeah, I guess. It must be. So
I mean, when you're forced to go to work, you know, in New York State, it's this, hey, you know what?
It's
don't
not your
go to
fault.
Work. It's welfare. It's not your fault. Yeah. Don't go to work because you might have to pay for your own health insurance. Oh, my. Oh, my. You know, give me a break. Now, if you force those people to say, look, you got to pay for your own health insurance. Now, are there people that are sick? Of course they are.
Right.
And those people that are sick, they're getting the good care they need down in the state of Florida. Here, it's a crutch for healthy people not to have to go to work, right? Yeah. And so many of them are 60, 61 years old, and they say, I don't feel like working anymore, but my health insurance is expensive, so I'll just keep my income down. I've got $1 million worth of assets. I'll tax defer them. I'll put them into annuities. I'll tax defer all that money. So my income is down. So I've got no income coming in, right? Got all these assets, but they don't ask. They don't care about assets. They just care about income. Oh, your income's down? Okay, you qualify for the Cadillac of Cadillac health insurance. You're good. Don't work till you're 65,
right?
The rest of us will pay for it. That's the problem. The rest of us will continue to pay for it.
Yep, and I think there's this this mentality in places like New York of, like I said, it's not your fault. In fact, not only is it not your fault, but somebody else is the cause of you being in that situation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. No,
and you should get even, right?
Yeah.
That's the whole mantra today. That's the equity versus equality, right? We're gonna equate the outcomes by, you know, hurting one group. And in fact, let me play a Margaret Thatcher clip because this is a perfect time for this, right? And, you know, this is a Women's History Month, and Margaret Thatcher is my absolute all-time favorite woman leader, but she's one of my probably top five all-time favorite leaders ever, right? Yeah. Reagan, Thatcher,
she's right up there. She might be number one or two. Yeah,
she's probably number two for
me. Not only her mindset on, you know, her ability to really reason through things, but the way she says it too. You know, she really comes across as just a very solid figure. So
yeah, she was terrific. I got a bunch more clips here to play. Let me play this one first. This is Margaret Thatcher, and what a great, you know, but she nails it, right? This is socialism in Britain, right? They're chastising her, this guy is, because she's, you know, she increased the gap between the rich and the poor, right? But this is a great clip.
No doubt that the Prime Minister has in many ways achieved substantial success. Yeah. The economy. Yeah. There is one statistic that I understand is not, however, challengeable. And that is that over her 11 years, the gap between the richest 10% and the poorest 10% in this country has widened substantially. How can she say at the end of her chapter of British politics that she can justify many people in a constituency such as mine being relatively much poorer off, much less well-housed, and much less well-provided than it was
out of the park
in 1979. Surely she accepts that is not the record that she or any Prime Minister can be proud of.
Mr. Speaker, all levels of income are better off than they were in 1979. But what the Honourable Member is saying is that he would rather the poor were poorer, provided the rich were less rich. That way you will never create the wealth for better social services as we have. And what a policy. Yes, he would rather have the poor poorer, provided the rich were less rich. That is a liberal policy. Yes, it came out. He didn't intend it to, but he did.
He didn't intend it to,
but it did. And she's right, right?
They would rather. She nailed it right out of the park.
Look, you're never going to make somebody less poor by making somebody else less rich. Let me say that again. There's never been any case in history where you have made somebody less poor. You might say, well, how can you say that, Glenn? If I take $1,000 to a rich person and give it to a poor person, they're less poor. Maybe for today. But not in the long term, right?
Nope.
It doesn't work. What works
like teaching
is
teaching people to fish as opposed to giving them fish.
What There's works no is creating an environment so everybody, if they work hard, can be successful at whatever they do. And this is still a wonderful country. You can come to this country as an immigrant from a faraway land without any English skills whatsoever and become a multimillionaire business owner within 20 years in this country.
The
you can't do
community.
That anywhere else. anywhere else.
The Vietnamese proved that during Vietnam when the Vietnamese came over here, got nothing. Nothing.
Yeah.
Not any hint, not welfare, not nothing. And yet within a 10-year block, they became the wealthiest part of our society. How could that be?
Right.
How could it be that we gave them nothing? We literally, Glenn, said, you get zero.
Zero.
You don't
right.
get any welfare.
Yep.
You don't get anything.
And
yet
it.
Within 10 years, they were able to be the wealthiest part of our society.
That's right.
The best thing we did for them is give them nothing except for one thing, the opportunity
to needed.
Be successful. That's all they needed.
That's all they
right?
needed.
And that's all anybody needs right now. I mean, there's so many opportunities out there to do what you want to do. You just actually have to get off your ass and do it.
That's right.
I know we're up against God. You want to talk a little bit of COVID? I was watching.
Before we do, though, let me transition with this video to COVID because this is perfect. This is I should have played this earlier. My apologies. And then I've got some numbers here that are shocking.
By the way, the media is still smashing Florida. It's hilarious.
I know.
I sent
right?
you a video this morning, and they're like, so now there's this new strain. By the way,
oh, please.
There's a group, I won't even Stop mention it. Them, but they're a left-wing, like, wannabe CNN, and they blasted you and I they took some of our clips on the radio. One of the clips they took was me saying this, that 4 weeks ago, I said, this thing is starting to mutate itself, and I'm telling you, numbers are going to go way down.
Yep.
So they said, financial guy is giving great, health advice. Well, damn it, I was right. I was spot
again.
On.
Again,
because if you looked at over the next 4 weeks, the hospitalizations are down to 0.01%. And by the way, 78% of the people, now I want you to think about this, hospitalizations are at 0.01, and 78% of those people hospitalized are obese. And I don't mean a little
That's
overweight,
right.
I mean
yeah.
obese,
yeah.
right? So there's a clear pattern that now it is mutating itself.
Yep.
It is only hurting people that are 90 plus, the very people that yeah. we should have protected from the get-go, and people that are extremely heavy. We should be at this point living our lives
yep.
and saying, look, here's who it's hurting. If you are in this category, you may want to take some extra precautions. We should still not be smashing 50% occupancy, 75%. It's
yep.
ridiculous.
And by the way,
absolutely ridiculous.
Even if you're 90, it's not a death sentence. My aunt survived.
No, it's not.
My aunt had a stroke.
No, it's not.
She went into the hospital.
Yep.
She got COVID in the hospital. Nice
yep.
job there, folks. Really, yeah. really strong.
How could that be?
They
were
really
all
strong
masks,
work,
Glenn.
Right? Really,
How could that be?
Yeah, but really, yeah. but seriously, really
you know
strong
why?
Work. Like, come on.
You know why, Glenn? You know why it's not a death sentence? Because 96% of the people that got COVID would have died anyways.
Right.
That's what the CDC said.
Right.
We will find out. We already know this. This is the mm-hmm. biggest bullshit that's ever been. It's the biggest grab by the left ever, mm-hmm. and they can't stop.
Well, now
they're watching this video.
So that's where
H.R. 1
is.
They're talking about Florida, and I'm like, what are you like?
Right.
They're down in
yeah.
Florida. They're on the beaches of Florida, saying, "Well, you know, now that it's spring break,
any day now,
this thing's going to erupt." I'm like, and they go, "Well, we were in Atlanta because the All-Star game for the NBA. Mm-hmm. People are organizing and gathering, and then they went to another college and said, look at these people. We were able to break up the party, but these kids are gathering without masks.
Right.
Are you that stupid
yes,
to think
yes,
that these kids
yes,
they are right
yes, they are.
That over the last 12 months these kids I know because I've got nieces and nephews and they go to college and here's what happens
right.
you dumb liberals they get together with their buddies on weekends
right.
and stuff themselves and hide
right.
in an apartment together
right.
as opposed to just going out and doing whatever they want to do and
right.
you idiots can't figure out how they're still getting COVID
yeah.
right?
exactly
right?
Exactly
it's unreal
exactly.
it's unreal and now they're why are you down in Florida where you should be is in the New York City,
California
Illinois California
yep.
right they've had the worst numbers but you just can't help but hit the Blasio. Well, DeSantis, right?
Yep.
So, and DeSantis is winning. He's showing. Well, I'll tell you why he's winning because people are actually moving there. It's a real
yep.
easy equation, right?
Yep.
But they're on the beaches. I'm like, well, this should be a hot spot. Really, we were told that right after Christmas it was going to explode because of all the Christmas gatherings. Maybe you can be honest just for once
yep.
and say Florida kicked the crap out of this. We've been saying forever you're going to have COVID with a destroyed economy or COVID with a good economy.
Yep.
Florida's got a great economy.
Yep.
They will have an even greater economy, right?
And now they're going to be forced to pay for the states like New York that messed it up. That's
yeah,
exactly
yeah,
what's happening. With this
right.
new $1.9 trillion dollar stimulus garbage,
yep,
which
yep.
Americans are getting maybe one quarter of,
yep.
the rest isn't being spent for
no.
years to come.
Over,
it's all
overseas,
going to liberal things.
It'll
it's
go overseas. Crazy. It'll be everywhere else. 90% of the money will be
yep.
gone.
Yep.
Joke.
Let me play this media clip, and then I got some statistics on COVID that will blow your mind. It really is... how the media is still not on top of this is beyond
nothing
me.
Nothing will blow
but
my
here's
mind.
The media. Here's the
called
media.
Called it right from the get-go, folks, by the way. There is nobody, the two of us have called this thing from day one. Mm-hmm. We can go back. We have to go back. We got to hire somebody just go back to March of last year and talk about how this whole thing played out.
Yep, exactly. Yep. So here's the media, though, and they're all their moronic glory.
David, we're sitting by for Governor Cuomo's press conference, his daily briefing. How would you contrast Cuomo and President Trump's handling of the crisis?
Truth versus mendacity.
Governor Cuomo out there day after day after day. Truth. Everything Trump isn't. Honest, direct, brave.
Real leadership of the kind the President of the United States should have provided.
Governor Cuomo is clearly living in a totally different reality.
Yeah, he is.
The actual one?
Got that one right.
Than the President of the United States.
The actual
Governor
one? Not the actual
leader.
One.
For a lot of people, Andrew Cuomo
Can you cut that off? If the media had just been even slightly honest, Cuomo would have been gone months and months
back
and
in
months
September.
Ago. There is zero reason. You never, ever, ever shut down your economic engine. Mm-hmm. And then when you find out that the very businesses you're shutting down are not the COVID problem, you open that thing up faster than you ever could, right?
They're just like DeSantis.
There is zero. Anybody with a brain in their head is going to look at that and say, I cannot believe we've gone through this for a year and a half.
We're still not open 100%.
We've gone in. No, we're not. Glenn, we're still not open 100%. And
actually,
there's never, and many of these venues, by the way, they live with live music. None of that is going to work if you got to go in and put a diaper on your face. None of that is going to work if you're worried about, oh my God, a health inspector is going to come in my back door because Joe might have urinated or walked to the bathroom to urinate, and he might have taken his mask off or had it under his nose for a minute.
It's a joke.
None of that is going to work. The way it works is you do exactly what Florida did. DeSantis had a brain in his head. He said, you know what? There's no fines whatsoever.
Yep.
Well, I'm going to put this on you, business owners. You do what you want to do. Many business owners. Now, the mask mandate, as far as I know, actually expired in Palm Beach on February 20th. Mm-hmm. And it was, of course, the governor months ago said no mask mandate, right? Mm-hmm. But yet many businesses there say we still want you to wear a mask. That's their priority, right? Well, they can do that, right? And many have said, okay, you know, guess what? We're done with it, right?
Yep.
There's concerts there. Believe it or not, people actually live there.
Yep.
Oh, my God. There would be the hospitalizations are the 0.01 in Florida. Well, how could that be? How could they be the same, right? COVID with a good economy, COVID with a bad economy.
Exactly. When you look at these statistics in a second. Let me play the rest of this video audio video clip because it's amazing. This is mainly CNN and MSNBC. Obviously, if you're listening to the podcast, go to our YouTube channel. Subscribe there as well. Hit the bell. You'll be notified if you like this kind of content, and you'll actually be able to see the videos that we're playing here. But this is, you know, this is MSNBC and CNN mainly. But these, I mean, idiots. Well, the reality, they're like on two different realities. Cuomo's in the real one. He's not in the real one. A Chalisa genius. I mean, and clearly by that point, by the way, when they were doing that article, by that point, it was becoming pretty painfully obvious that Cuomo was covering up nursing home stuff. Like early on, we were talking. First of all, we were one of the first to come out with the actual March 25th directive. We put that on Twitter on a Wednesday. The next day on Thursday, New York Post was the first major outlet to actually publish that in a major publication, like a nationwide publication, right? But we had it out first, right? From there, about a month later into May, it was pretty painfully obvious that something was wrong. And yet the media just covered it up and, oh, look at how great he is. Look at how great he is. You know? And the sick thing is in New York, after all the data, and just remember, folks, they have the data, right?
Yep.
Cuomo showed the slide, right?
Well,
1.6 from restaurants.
Go
Why are they not 100% open?
We got to hire somebody. I know. Back the timeline of our show, right? Because we were saying how every decision he made, like how
was
stupid
a lie.
Could you be?
It was
from
a lie.
And maybe even if it wasn't a lie, like the ventilators, for whatever reason, he thought, I'm going to store these ventilators for later on, and the people who really need them now, you're not going to get them. But that's just total incompetence, right?
Total incompetence.
And then after being totally incompetent, then you lie about it, right? Like whatever he thought about the nursing home, we were saying, again, this is totally incompetent. You don't do it. Again, take the governor of Florida. The governor of Florida said, I'm not going to stick sick people back into a nursing home. I will set up whatever I have to do, right. I will turn the basketball arenas right. into a hospital if I right. have and to before I do that. Right? Right. That was common sense.
Right.
But on top of all this stupidity, then they hide up all the stats that we knew were going to be terrible.
And the thing is, why are restaurants not 100% open? Why are movie theaters not open?
Right.
Why are sports venues not 100% right. open? All the data. Remember, he's got the data, folks. Yeah. He has the data. Well, he put his own slide up. 1.6% of cases coming from bars and restaurants. More people, 74% of new cases coming from people staying at home. Yep. 0.6% coming from gyms. Point something percent coming from hair salons. Why are they not 100% capacity? Is he just punishing New Yorkers for no reason whatsoever? Is he punishing Erie County? It's ridiculous.
You know what's amazing about these liberals is it's my body, my choice, except for these stupid masks.
Well, the only reason you're open is because of the lawsuits.
If I'm a woman, I can abort a baby without the male's consent whatsoever.
Right.
And I can do that now at full term.
Yeah.
Right. And absolutely no problem. But if somebody walks in with a mask, or without a mask.
Without a mask, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we lose it. Right, it just blows my
mind. Tackle them to the floor, right?
seriously. The same person that says, I'm going to vote for full-term abortion, but if you come next to me without a mask, I'm going to make sure that, you know, you get arrested.
Right.
It just blows my mind.
The fact that the male has no say is really disturbing.
Disgusting.
I mean, honestly, I watched a video. It was so sad
of
a guy outside of an abortion
like
clinic crying. Yeah. Begging, please don't abort my baby, please.
Yeah,
and she did it anyways. And of course, let me play the rest of this clip though. This is just unreal. These folks. But this is why though. This media clip right here, all these different montages are exactly the reason why the media is focused on sexual harassment, not on COVID.
Well, and why a big chunk of the society has been brainwashed into believing that that losers like Andrew Cuomo are doing a good job.
Exactly. Right?
For the Democratic Party.
He is conveying incredible strength.
You spoke to National Guard troops today in a stirring speech that, if I wasn't listening carefully, I thought you were sending soldiers off to war.
This has been a remarkable show of leadership by Governor Cuomo in recent days. He's providing hope, but not false hope.
Wait a minute, where did he ever bring hope? Stop it right there. Where has he ever brought? They're still not providing
hope. But not false hope.
Glenn, we vaccinated 5 million people this week. I think we're up to 100-something million people, right? And these idiots are still talking about wearing masks. Yeah. Now, here's the big thing. Where did I print this off?
Only with somebody else. So it's a joke.
Oh, I don't have it. The CDC basically said this week, this is breaking news. If you've gotten both vaccinations and you're in a room with other people that are vaccinated, we think you could probably take your mask off.
You think?
No shit.
Yeah.
No kidding. Wow. Jeez. I mean, really? That's where we are? Like, they just cannot stop scaring the living daylights out of people.
They can't.
Here's the thing. Well before your vaccination, you should have been able to do whatever the hell you want to do. If you wanted to hide from it, if you wanted to put 7 diapers wrapped around your face and your body, God bless you. Mm-hmm. But the fact that you tell me what to do, right? And now people are getting vaccinated and you're still doing that?
Right.
The odds of you dying from this are less than dying of herpes at this point, and they still will not stop their crap. They still won't.
Crazy. Let me play the rest of this.
Is one of the heroes on the front lines.
With all of this adulation that you're getting for doing your job, are you thinking about running for president?
Andrew Cuomo, who has a daily television show now and has become in some ways the shadow president.
Maybe Trump is just a little bit mad that Governor Cuomo has become a kind of acting president.
Dealing with hardship actually makes you stronger. That's what Governor Cuomo said earlier today.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to go teach my kids right now at home.
I'm going to teach my kids that at home.
So seriously, that
was... How about this?
Brian
Stelter. Sometimes pain, no gain works, right? Like if you're going to lift weights or something like that. Right. And a lot
Not
of times
when you're killing grandma, though.
A lot of times it doesn't. A lot of times it doesn't.
This
isn't one of those times,
right?
We had pain with no gain.
Right.
We had a lot of pain with no gain.
But this is why now the media won't touch this, right? They were cheering on Governor Cuomo for the last 12 months, right? We're about 12 months, actually. We are 1 year as of yesterday. March 8th, I believe, was when they first declared this a pandemic and when stuff in the country started shutting down. So 1 year. It was 2 weeks to slow the curve. It was 2 weeks to let our hospitals staff up. It was 2 weeks to make sure that our hospitals had enough PPE. It was just 2 weeks. And then 2 weeks became 4 weeks.
And here we are a year later.
Never. There's not a hospital anywhere in this country that was overwhelmed by COVID.
None.
Not one.
Not one.
The only ones that had a little bit of an issue were because they laid off 50% of their staff.
That's right.
And there was other people starting to come back to get
There was never a case where we had three or four people on the same ventilator.
Never.
There was never a case where we had people in the halls. In fact, he didn't even use the ship.
Yes.
He didn't use the Javits Center. He didn't use the ship.
We have ventilators that are still wrapped up. They're still wrapped up. We didn't even use them, Glenn.
You got Governor Cuomo, literally, this is no joke, folks. Literally, this happened. He's sending over millions of dollars to buy PPE. Never got the masks. It was a Nigerian prince scam. Honest to God. Only Governor Cuomo fell for that. No other states. No. Right. Total incompetence. Let me read some stats here. This is shocking. Bellwether Education Partners, a nonprofit organization focused on improving learning outcomes, estimates that since March of 2020, when American schools shut their doors, 3 million children have dropped out of formal education system and may never return to school.
This is from the
First Trust COVID-19 tracker. First Trust is an investment company. Great job, by the way, they're doing. First Trust has done a wonderful job with these numbers.
Now, who said COVID in the box? Now, how many of those 3 million people do we think are going to end up in federal prison?
Yeah, here's something else.
Well, at least for the short term until you let them out. How many of those 3 million people, by the way, are those kids, are not going to be able to get a career that's self-fulfilling that end up killing themselves?
That's right.
How many of those 3 million people, those 3 million kids, are going to end up on the streets with a needle in their arm and ODing, right?
That's right.
But you know what? We're all about, you know, COVID, and that's all that mattered at this point.
Speaking of that,
not one of these liberals had a brain in their head
to
think outside the box and think COVID in a box. Wait a minute.
That's right.
There's ramifications for what we're going to do.
That's right.
Yes. So a few people might die of the flu, but what about all these people that are going to die of drug overdoses? What about these people that are 3 million kids that are never going to go back to school? Shame on every one of them.
Yep. And
they're still doing it, by the way.
And they're still doing it.
Dirtbag teachers unions around the country. We're scared of the flu. We can't go back and teach these kids. Bye.
Find another job then. Go work in a plastic wrap. Let's find the teachers
that want to go teach.
Yeah.
Let them go back to teaching. Yeah. And by the way, it's about 75% of them that want to teach. It's like anything else.
Yep.
You know, you've got a very small group that have a big mouth, and they're the ones that are pushing these teachers' unions to say, this is great.
Exactly.
We're only working 3 days a week. We're good with that.
Yeah, we're
right?
good with that. Yeah. Kids are suffering. A national study of 32 billion U.S. medical record and insurance claims found that in April of 2020, claim lines for generalized anxiety disorder in the 13 to 18 age group increased 93.6% as a percentage of all medical claim lines over April of 2019, while major depressive disorder claim lines increased 83.9%. Now, here's the thing. And this is the media just completely dishonesty. If this doesn't prove it, I don't know what else does. Texas opened up and went back to full open with no mask mandate this week. But so did Connecticut. Okay.
Yep.
Now, the media blasted Texas. In fact, the illegitimate president, Joe Biden, was out there saying, it's like Neanderthals going backwards, and then somebody came up with a spoof, by the way. It was brilliant. They took the Geico commercial, and they have Joe Biden saying the Neanderthal thing, and he stops, you know, on the thing in the airport. Brilliant.
We should have. I mean, everybody should have figured this out like we did when Georgia was the first state to open.
That's right.
And we were told that COVID was going to explode
and
through Georgia
like
you've never seen before. And on our radio show and on our podcast, we said, watch and see, folks. Watch and see the COVID numbers, and I said this will actually go down. Sure enough, over the next 2 to 3 weeks, guess what happens, right? I got an uncle who's a little bit left-wing, and he goes, well, we're talking about this. They literally that day, when they opened Georgia, and he said, wait till you see what's going to happen 3 weeks ago. I said, I'll bet you a beer that the numbers go down over the next week or two. He goes, well, the next week it might. That won't matter. It takes 2 weeks for COVID to go through the system. I said, okay, let's bet 2 to 3 weeks. Sure enough, I didn't hear a word from him because he knew damn well he was wrong, like the rest of them. And from that point on, nobody ever mentioned Georgia. Why? Well, because they opened up and the numbers were better.
That's right. Let me show you a couple more graphs on here. I'm hoping that Lily can take this out and put this up on the screen next to me, so I'm going to point up this way and hoping that it's there. I'll use this for right now, and I know you probably can't see this because I'm showing this here, but I'm going to try it right here. There's a couple of things on this COVID tracker, Mike. Number one is mask states versus no mask states. This is going back to December 1st of 2020 all the way through today. What you're going to notice is that the two lines are exactly on top of each other. There's no difference in mask versus not mask states, okay? In fact, for a time in early December, no mask states actually did better than non-no mask states, okay?
Yeah. Shocker.
But here's more important. This graph here, this is from YouGov.com, a COVID tracking a deal, I guess. Mask usage versus daily positive tests. This is the most important chart right here, Mike, because what it shows is that early on, you got March 20th and then April 20th. By April 20th, for the most part, mask mandates had been put in place across the country, right? So you've got your reported mask usage, you know, shoots all the way up and stays at a very high level of right between 80 to 90% or 70 to 80%. So mask usage shoots up in April and stays there the whole time, right? Mm-hmm. So when folks say, well, we don't have anything because masks are being worn, I'll draw your attention to the bottom of the chart that is actually the daily positive tests, okay? So as mask mandates shoot up and get to the 80% range, the initially, very slightly do you see an ever slight decline in COVID cases, but then you see a jump. You see a jump in June or July, August. You had that summer spike, right?
How could that be, right? Because now we've got a pattern of wearing them.
Right.
This should go way down.
And it stays. And people are still wearing them at that high rate of 80%. But suddenly, you get to November 20th. By the way, this little spike in August, this was Florida, Georgia, all the other states, you know, that were saying, you know what, we can go ahead and open right now. You had a little bit of a spike. It was expected. Came right back down.
Georgia went down, though. Georgia
came right back down. Yeah, well, came right back. Everyone came back down by 9/20, 10/20, 11/20, November, December, we get this massive spike all the way through January of cases, not deaths, but cases, right? Mm-hmm. And then we get a decline again. But you'll notice from this chart, there's no change in mask usage. It's not as if mask usage dropped off and cases spiked. In fact, there's almost no correlation between mask usage and COVID positive cases. And the CDC just came out last week, Mike, and said best case scenario between 1 to 2% social distancing, lockdowns, and masks, 1 to 2%. Best case scenario.
Yeah, they came out at 1.5% and they
best
said
case.
This could be 1% off.
Right, exactly.
Statistically was almost zero. But what you did do is divide the country, right? So it became a political statement, and it was political meaning my freedom, my body, my choice, right? It's okay for you to abort babies, but it's not okay for me to walk out of my house without my mask, right? My body, my choice. And then it destroyed a huge part of the service sector. I mean, people were saying, the Buffalo Sabres, I'm a huge Sabres fan, right? Now, they're not that good this year, and I've got season tickets. I didn't have to pay for them this year because they didn't let anybody in. Well, guess what? They called me 2 weeks ago, and they said, good news, Mike. We're going to let 1,700 people in. And I said,
1,700.
Oh, good.
Turn the heat up because it'll be freezing.
Ridiculous, right? Yeah. I said, oh, good. I said, let me know when I don't have to wear a diaper because I go to the Sabres games to have a beer, to have a hot dog. Mm-hmm. I go there to relax, right? That's what I'm going to do. I'm not walking in with getting my COVID test and all that crap. So you let me know when you stop all that BS and I'll come back. Mm-hmm. But until then, I'm not giving you a penny. Right. So, and then guess what? And by the way, I don't feel bad for the Pegulas. They're on the Cuomo team. They're the ones on this reopening committee. So you must like it. You must enjoy not having any fans or selling them any beers. So that's your own problem.
No, the crappy thing is he doesn't.
What I am pissed off about though is it's hurting a lot of these restaurants, all these venues,
exactly,
because many people are saying, look at. Who wants to go out to a restaurant and walk in with a diaper on your face and be escorted to I'd like to go out and meet people. That's what we did. Hey, Glenn, Marcy, meet up for a beer. If you guys get there around 6-ish or whatever, if you're not there till 6:30, no problem. Maybe you're going to hang out and have a glass of wine, right? That can't happen if you got a diaper on your face.
How about the workers, though, Mike? I mean, you mentioned but how about the Delaware North workers? Like, here's the crappy thing, right?
Yep.
You know, Jacobs is out there. You know, now he's a congressman, not for long, but now he's a congressman, right? Because they're going to axe his districts, not because he's going to lose, because they're going to
just
redistrict him right out, so he's gone.
The good news is the numbers are supporting that more conservatives are moving to places like Florida,
which will lose representation
in New York, and Florida will gain
more. But Chris Jacobs, you know, are they still paying their employees at Delaware North?
No.
Right? Now, he could. Chris Jacobs and the Jacobs family, they're billionaires, right?
Billionaires
with a B, right? They've got plenty of money. But did
talking
they?
About,
no,
talking
they
about wiping off. Even if this whole crisis cost them $500 million bucks or something, they could have easily paid everybody.
It's real easy. It's real easy when you're not the one being, you know, affected to say, yeah, we should stay closed, right? I got the money. The Pegulas got the money. They can stay closed, right? I mean, to be honest with you, Mike and Glenn can take a year off. We could stay closed if we wanted to. Now, I can't speak for all of our employees. You know, if we stopped paying them, right, I'm sure they would probably suffer for that year. Right. We would care. We would never do that because we would. In fact, when we went through the 08 crisis, we didn't take a paycheck for 6 months, specifically so none of our employees did suffer. Can you say the same thing about Delaware North? No.
No.
Can you say the same thing about the Pegula organization? Are the Pegulas paying every one of their employees their full salary right now? I don't think so. Right? No. They should be. But they're not. Let me give you one more statistic,
The
Mike.
The Pegulas could have paid all the vendors. They could have said, Delaware North, you're not paying them?
Yep.
We'll bring you in.
We'll pay them for you. Yeah.
No problem.
But they didn't, though. They didn't. So they can sit behind their ivory tower all day long in their mansions talking about, well, we should be closed, and we really need to make sure that we're safe before we open things. And, you know, I hate that. You know why?
Yeah.
Because you take the money out of your pocket, and you support these people, right?
That's right.
Now, you might say, well, Glenn, you're anti-$1.9 trillion stimulus. No, no. I want people to go back and get their jobs back. I want people to be able to work again.
Well,
if you don't let them work, then you should pay them.
That's
not me. Right?
That's
our employees are working.
They never do.
We've
talked about this forever, right? In California, perfect example, some of the wealthiest people in the world that vote left-wing, vote liberal every single time, they could walk down to Tent City every day of their life and clean that up within a half an hour.
How about Michael Moore? He's walking around the kill the 1%. He wasn't handing $100 bills. He was just inciting the mob. He could have. He's worth millions of dollars.
Millions and millions.
All right, let's wrap this up. We'll finish with this, Mike, because this right here absolutely proves our point. And again, we have to go back and hire someone to do the chronological order of what we talked about. We talked about 9 months ago, we got to get the herd immunity. And then, of course, the smartest people in Washington came out and said, well, herd immunity is a myth. That doesn't actually exist. It actually does, right?
Well, it doesn't for them, though. It really doesn't.
No, not for them. Not in their world.
They are hell-bent on everybody being controlled for the next 5 to 10 years.
That's right.
And forever. And we've said this forever. Until I was on so many committees you were trying to help restaurants in New York State.
Yeah.
And I got to the point where I just said, you know what? Screw it.
Help yourself.
If you guys don't have the stones and women have the stones to open up, because I assure you, folks, I assure you from the bottom of my heart that if I had a restaurant, we would have been open the whole time.
Yep.
Mike, they would have taken my liquor license.
Who cares?
Screw you. I don't need your liquor license. I will walk down the street. I'll buy the Miller Lite for $1 at Consumers, and I'll sell it for $2. I would not have stopped. It would not have mattered what you've taken. I'm taking your permit to do business. Screw you. I don't need
too
it.
Too bad. Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna lock your doors. Okay. I'm gonna unlock them with my chainsaw and I'm gonna hire some security to defend my property. How about that?
Think about that. You have to fight to go to work. That guy in New Jersey, they went to his bank account, no due process, and confiscated his assets.
Now,
like, totally illegal.
Some of you, by the way, and I'm gonna say this, I know some of you are retired folks with federal pensions. God bless you. Many of you, however, and I've gotten in some fights with some quote teachers that have tier one pensions.
Mm-hmm.
Shame on you. $90,000 pensions, and you never once are reallocating your $90,000 pension. That $8,000 comes in a month. If you really want to, you really want to put your soul where your mouth is. You take the $8,000 every single month, and you walk to a restaurant down the street, and you say, "Here's my pension plan that the taxpayers that you, Mr. and Mr. Restaurant Owner, have paid for. I'm going to give it back to you." They don't do that.
No,
they're hiding with their masks. You should be masks. You should shut down. Shut the hell up, and you should go give your money away if you really believe that. But they're not doing it.
They're Karens of the world.
Yeah.
So this is a chart, Mike. I'm going to put this up on the screen, too. We'll end with this. This is the estimated share of the population with antibodies by state. This is as of March 3rd. 2021. This again being provided by the CDC.gov. According to the Mayo Clinic, this solid line right here is where we hit herd immunity. We are almost there in every state. Guess which two states or three states are already over into herd immunity? South Dakota and North Dakota are already there. South Dakota and North Dakota didn't destroy their economy.
Yep.
They didn't have a mask mandate. They didn't lock things down. Now, North Dakota and South Dakota are now seeing their economy destroyed. because the Biden administration executive order of limiting federal drilling on federal lands has basically completely destroyed the oil and gas industry of North and South Dakota. So yeah. With a stroke of a pen, illegitimate President Joe basically destroyed the – but they're herd immunity. They're done. They're there. They've had no state mask mandate pretty much since the beginning. And lo and behold, wouldn't you know it? Well, wouldn't you know it? Just like Glenn and Mike said 9 months ago.
The deaths got to be way higher.
No, they're actually lowest. I think at one point, I think South Dakota's got like 600 deaths. That's it. That's it.
It's amazing.
The lowest deaths in the country.
It's amazing. You couldn't, if
it couldn't be more wrong, Mike. They couldn't have been more wrong.
They couldn't be more wrong. And we called it. We called it months and months ago. From day one. Yeah.
We're still calling it. And the thing is, we're still not open 100% in New York.
No.
How could that be? He's got the data. They've been wrong. Look at the data, folks. It's, follow the science. You know, they don't hear them say follow the science, follow the facts anymore, do you? You don't hear him say that anymore. Cuomo has not come out and said, follow the facts, follow the science. Where's my soundboard? Follow the facts.
Well, he's not even doing conferences anymore, press conferences anymore. Oh. He's hiding.
He's hiding for sure.
He's taking the book out of he saw what Joe Biden did.
Yeah.
It can work sometimes.
It can work. Where's my
Let's wrap this up. I got another appointment I gotta hit. So do you got one more video you want to play?
No, I'm good. I wanted to play the media video and that was it. So that I wanted to do this charts the key, right? This chart. So anyway,
are we off Saturday, Kels? Do you know?
We are. We're off Saturday.
We are.
We're off for the next two weeks. Mike and Mike are on Saturday, and then Carl Russ. And Russ are on the following week. Yes. Anyway, that's going to do it for it, folks.
Break. That's cool.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll be back in a couple weeks on the radio. We'll be still doing the podcast, of course. If you're watching us on YouTube, we appreciate it. If you like what you saw, hit the bell, subscribe to our channel. You'll get notifications on every time we do a new video. If you are listening to this on a podcast, thank you again. Please hit the thumbs up and the like button and share it with your friends. We appreciate that. And of course, if you need us throughout the weeks, throughout the week, we are the Financial Guys. We do manage money for a living. You can always go to our website, thefinancialguys.com, and you can find all of the links to our social media and different things that we do there.
We should probably say thank you to Kelsey McCool and Kelsey Rebman because they're here with us every single week and piloting this thing through and making sure it's done right. So
cool. The production team, we appreciate it. So anyway, all right, thanks again for listening, folks, or watching. We appreciate it. We'll see you in a couple weeks on the radio show and next week here on the podcast. Thanks.